On July 2nd, 2007, Christianity Today had an article entitled Cross Purposes, the Biggest Christian Conference Splits Amid Growing Atonement Debate.
在2007年7月2号，当代基督教这个杂志发表了一篇文章，十字架的意义。在当今最大的基督徒的聚会里面，他们对救赎这个神学概念有的意见性的分歧。
It begins, three of Great Britain's most prominent Christian groups have ended their 14-year conference partnership, scuttling the annual Word Alive youth event.
在大不列颠的三个主要基督教机构结束了他们长达14年的合作，他们曾一起举办活出神的话语的年轻人的聚会。
At issue was disagreement over a speaker, the Reverend Steve Cook.
他们对其中一个讲员 Steve Cook 这个牧师的发言有争论。
But below the service simmersA theological controversy that threatens to split the country's evangelicals.
在他们争议的背后，是福音派基督徒一直在争论的一个神学问题，就是救赎。
Spring Harvest Namesake Conference, which is the largest conference, Christian conference in the country, draws about 55,000 people each year.To a multi-site, multi-week workshop.
Spring Harvest 这个机构曾每年举办特大的聚会，有55,000的听众。
Cook's theology first came into question in the year 2003 with the publication of his book.The Last Message of Jesus.
Cook 这个牧师他的神学观点在2003年就开始引起大家的争论。他发明的第一本书是耶稣失去的信息。
In the book, Cook compared the prevailing Protestant view of atonement to divine child abuse.
在这本书里他将更正教神学的赎罪方式和虐待儿童相提并论。
Wouldn't it be inconsistent for God to warn us not to be angry with others and yet burn with wrath himself against sin and sinners?
他说怎么理解赎罪这个概念呢？如果一方面神让我们不可含怒到日落，另一方面却对罪和罪人大动肝火，这不是自相矛盾吗？
And in a later article he wrote, I for one believe that God practices what he preaches.
在之后的一篇文章中，他为自己辩护说，我是承认神不是严于律人宽以待己的。
Cook's bookwas for a popular audience and was meant to shock people into thinking about the issue.
Cook 的书写书的目的是为了取悦当时一些有身份的听众，并激起人们对这个话题的兴趣。
However, many other conservative evangelical scholars have voiced similar complaints about the modern view of atonement or salvation.
当时许多福音派保守神学者、神学学家也对赎罪或救赎这个概念有一些争议。
They have denied the need for divine violence as part of redemption.
他们并不认为完成救赎需要动用暴力。
In my last two sermons, I said that for the first 1,000 years of church history, the dominant theory of salvation.Was Christ's victory over Satan.
在我上两次讲义的讲章上，我提到近一千年教会的历史是主流神学派在讲论证救赎这个概念时，一直在强调说耶稣对撒旦的夸胜。
The theological term for this is atonement.
神学字眼是赎罪。
Broken down, it means atonement or reconciliation.
将这个字解开就是一次复清或者和解。
It reflects 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting people's trespasses against them. And he has given us the message of reconciliation.
就像哥林多后书五章十九节这样说，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
When Adam and Eve sinned, they broke their relationship with God.
当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，他们与神的关系就出了问题。
When God called out to them, they hid from God.
当神请求说你们在哪里的时候，他们藏起来了。
What we human beings need is to reestablish this relationship with God.
我们需要重新建立与神的关系。
In other words, we need atonement.
也就是说，我们需要救赎。
So why did the Christian church abandon the Christ victory over Satan theory of atonement?
那么，基督教的教会为什么在曾经有一段时间放弃了耶稣得胜这个概念呢？
When that theory was formulated, the Christians were persecuted by the Romans.
因为当这个神学概念出现的时候，基督徒们正在被罗马帝国迫害。
Rome was the great dragon, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan.
罗马看起来就像那个大龙，又是古蛇，被称作撒旦魔鬼的。
But three events happened which changed the Christ as victor theory of atonement.
但是有三件重要的事情发生了，对耶稣得胜这个概念有了改变。
The most important event happened between 312 to 320 AD when Constantine, the Roman Emperor, made Christianity a state religion.
最重要的一个事件是公元后312年到320年，是康斯坦丁大帝，也就是当时的罗马皇帝，将基督教改为国教之后。
Constantine wanted to unify the Christians and in order to unify the Roman Empire.
康斯坦丁愿意用基督教来统一罗马帝国。
Constantine was supposedly converted to Christianity in 312 AD.
康斯坦丁是在公元312年成为基督徒的。
However, he did not openly declare himself a Christian until 314 to 315 AD.
但是他正式承认，公开承认自己是基督徒，是在公元314到315年。
He was not baptized until just a few months before his death in May 337.
他是在临死之前，也就是公元337年5月份受洗的。
Meanwhile, he still maintained the title of Pontifex Maximus, which emperors bore as headsof the pagan priesthood.
在这期间，他一直保持着自己的头衔，就是 Pontifex Maximus， 就是最大的主教，也就是一个异教的教皇的身份。
From the beginning, Christianity was regarded as completely pacifistic due to a strict interpretation of the Bible as well as constant persecution by the Roman Empire.
在这之前，基督教被人们认为是一个和平的宗教，因为当时他们对圣经的理解都有统一的认识， 而且当时罗马帝国一直在迫害基督徒。
However, when Christianity became the official religion of the empire, Christianity began to embrace the just war theory.
但当基督教进为国罗马国教之后，基督教就开始讨论有一个公义的战争这个学说。
People were forcibly converted to Christianity by Roman soldiers, and the number of Christians grew.
人们被迫成为基督徒。
But many of them were still pagans in their hearts.
但是许多他们在心里还是没有神。
People wanted to become leaders of Christians in order to get good government jobs.
人们想成为基督教领袖以取得很好的政府工作。
This huge increase in Christians created a lot of poorly trained priests who did not really understand Christianity.
暴增的基督徒引起了一个问题，就是受很好教育的牧师们短缺。
One of the major Christian doctrines to suffer was the doctrine of ransom.
第一个受影响的基督教信条就是赎价这个概念。
In Mark chapter 10 verse 45, Jesus said that he came to give his life as a ransom for many people.
在马可福音十章四十五节，耶稣说他来了是为许多人还一个赎价。
This became part of the Christ as victor theme. But most early Christians did not give a logical explanation for it.
这个概念是耶稣得胜这个理论的一部分，但是当时许多基督徒们并没有一个很严谨的逻辑性的解释。
Origen was the first person to develop a developed theory of how Jesus was a ransom payment to the devil in 210 AD.
Origen 这个人是在公元后210年开始完整的阐述基督耶稣怎样成为一个赎价付给了撒旦这个神学学说的。
He wrote, To whom did he give his life as a ransom for many?
耶稣这个赎价是还给谁了呢？
Assuredly not to God.
肯定不是神。
Could it then be the evil one?
是付给撒旦的吗？
For he was holding fast until the ransom should be given him, even the life of Jesus.
因为当时撒旦一直强调他需要罪的工价就是死，即使是拿掉耶稣的生命。
He was deceived with the idea that he could have dominion over it, and not seeing that he could not bear the torture of retaining it.
撒旦一直认为他是对人的生命有掌权，他是对死亡掌权的，但他没有认识到他自己并不能忍受这个掌权下面所要经过的痛苦。
So the devil accepted the deal, but according to Origen,The goodness of Jesus was too much for the devil.
所以撒旦接受了神给他这个交易，但是更从 Origen 这个人，他的理解上，他说因为耶稣他太好了，撒旦受不了。
He could not stand having Jesus in his grasp. For him, this was torture.
撒旦没有办法降服耶稣，这对他来说极度痛苦。
So he let Jesus go, and he lost his ransom payment after already having given up his prisoners.
所以他只能让耶稣放掉耶稣，而且失掉了这个赎价。
Origen pictures Jesus as conquering the devil through the devil's own miscalculation and self-deception.
Origen 将耶稣描写为制服撒旦的人，他是通过魔鬼自己的疏忽和魔鬼的自欺欺人而得胜的。
Origen never ever suggested that God had deceived the devil.
Origen, 他这个人他没有建议，没有提议说是神欺骗了魔鬼。
During the first few centuries, the idea of ransom was part of everyday life.
在早期几个世纪中，赎价这个概念是人们生活中的经常碰到的事情。
There were Romans and bandits who dealt in the slave trade.
罗马人和强盗们都在进行奴隶的交易。
The only way to re-free or redeem a slave was to pay the ransom.
得到一个奴隶或是让他成为自由人的唯一方式就是付一个赎价。
After Constantine, many popular priests started changing Origen's ransom theory into the idea that God had deceived the devil.
康斯坦丁之后，许多有名的基督牧师开始改变 Origen 的学说。他们开始说是神欺骗了撒旦。
They pictured Jesus as a human-like bait which God used to catch the devil.
他们说耶稣就像是神给撒旦的一个诱饵来降服他。
Thinking that Jesus was a prize, the devil took the bait and swallowed the hook as well.
撒旦以为耶稣是他的奖赏，所以就把这个诱饵吞掉了，连毒钩也一起吞下去。
Anselm made fun of the whole concept of deceiving the devil.
Anselm 这个人，他对这个欺骗撒旦这个学说，他有不同看见。
In this way, God caught the devil by deception.
他说这样，神让撒旦吞掉了这个诱饵，所以就用欺骗的手段让撒旦输掉了。
This was a perversion of the ransom theory.
这是对赎价这个神学概念的荒谬弯曲。
The next major event was St. Augustine.
在下面一个很重要的时期就是奥古斯丁时期。
Augustine was responsible for many of the characteristics of Western culture.
奥古斯丁创办了当时西方文化的很多基石。
Individualism and a guilty conscience.
他说人都有个人主义和罪恶感的倾向。
One of his major contributions was the doctrine of original sin.
他一个很重要的贡献就是他对原罪的解说。
Original sin teaches that when Adam sinned, his sin was passed on by all males.
原罪说当亚当犯罪之后，这个罪就被一直传到所有全人类，全部所有的男性。
Therefore, every human being is a sinner because of their father.
所以每个人都有罪，是因为他们的父亲有罪。
It was as if there was a male gene for original sin.
就好像在男性基因里有一个原罪基因。
Augustine arrived at this conclusion based on his interpretation of Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
奥古斯丁是在通过罗马书五章十二节这样得到他这个见解的。
Which literally reads, Therefore, just as sin entered into the world through one human being, so also death came to all human beings, because all have sinned.
这就如罪从一人入了世界，死又从罪来，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Augustine read the verse in Latin, which uses the word man for human beings.
奥古斯丁当时读这句话的时候，读的是拉丁文，在这个人，他用的是一个男人的字。
He evidently did not know that the Greek term translated man meant human being in general, and was not the Greek term for males.
他当时可能不知道原文希腊原文在这里讲的是人类，而不是一个男性的人。
In fact, the Hebrew word Adam means human beings.
希伯来文亚当，其实这个字其实就是人类的意思。
The Conservative Net Bible translates Genesis 1:27 as God created humankind in His own image. Image of God, He created them.Male and female, he created them.
一个很保守的圣经的翻译就是 Net Bible， 他在创世纪一章二十七节是这样翻的，他说神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
The Net Bible has a footnote after the first them.
这个 Net Bible 在第一个造人这个人之后有一个注解。
They say the third person suffix of the particle is singular, but it is collective.
他说这个人是一个单数，但是是一个总称。
Therefore, the Net Bible probably translates the word as them rather than a traditional him.
所以这个圣经将这里的这个人这个字翻译成一个他们，而不是他，男性的他。
In your Bibles, you would say that God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. But the word "him" is a collective noun. It represents a group, like the congregation. It's a one single word, but represent a group of people.
在这里如果你们读的是 NIV 这个英文的版本，他这里说神是造的男，按照他的形象造男人，用男人来泛指所有的人。在中文圣经没有这个问题，是说神造人。
If you read Romans 5:12 as human being rather than males, then Augustine's argument falls apart.
如果你再读一下罗马书五章十二节，这时候将人用人类这个词取代男人这个词，那奥古斯丁这样的看法就不对了。
The reason sin came into the world was because all human beings have sinned.
罪进入世界是因为人类都犯了罪。
The word because is extremely important. It does not suggestThat this sin is passed on.
因为这个字很重要，他没有建议说罪是一代传一代的。
The Orthodox churches like to point out that the concept of original sin was unknown before the time of Constantine.
东正教的教会指出，这个原罪的概念在奥古斯丁之前并没有有人提到。
They claim that although the concept may have arisen in one other writer, the expression itself first appeared in Augustine.
他们就说虽然还有另外一个神学家也用到原罪这个概念，但是应该是在奥古斯丁的书信里第一次出现这个字的。
The Orthodox talk about ancestral sin.
东正教提到祖先的罪。
The Orthodox claim that what was done to Adam and Eve's descendants was not guilt, but rather death.
东正教指出，罪之所以能够所有的亚当夏娃之后的人类都有罪，是因为他们都要受到死亡的惩罚。
The author also claimed that in Romans chapter 5 verse 12, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world, and so did death.
他们指出在罗马书5章12节是说，当亚当犯了罪的时候，罪就开始进入世界，死亡也进入世界。
So Adam's sin basically opened the door to allow sin and death to enter into this world.
所以亚当的犯罪基本上给罪和死亡一刻敞开的门来进入这个世界。
And they point out that the passage does not say that guilt entered with sin, but rather death entered the world with sin.
东正教学者指出，并不是因为罪恶感随着罪进入人类，而是死亡随着罪进入人类。
Therefore, for humans' need is not to deal with a guilty conscience, but with the enemy, death.
所以说，对我们人类来说，我们不是要跟我们的罪恶感做征战，而是要跟死亡征战。
The author explained that the image of an angry, vengeful God haunts the West, where basic insecurity and guilt seem to exist.
东正教学者认为，当时的西部文化在西方，人们有一个自我不安全感和一个罪恶感，所以他们看他们的神就像是一个易怒、愿意报仇的神。
Instead, Christians must focus on the love of God, who does not enjoy the sufferings of His Son or the people damned in hell.
相反，他们认为基督教应该，基督徒们应该更深刻的认识神的爱。神并不是看他儿子受苦，他自己就心里高兴，他也并不是要将人类整个诅咒到地狱里。
The Orthodox believe that only God's gift of grace can save, but then only in an encounter with love.
东正教认为，只有神爱的恩、仁慈的恩典才能够拯救人类。
They claim that the only thing that God cannot do is to make us return His love.
神唯一不能做的就是强迫我们去爱他。
The Orthodox believe that divine grace of salvation must be joined with human volition.
他们认为神的恩典和人类自我愿主动的爱应该相连接。
Original sin's suggestion that sin was a great guilty conscience rather than death further weakened the traditional belief of a constant battle between the forces of God and the forces of Satan, including death.
奥古斯丁的原罪论说罪是一个罪恶感，而不是造成死亡。他这样的想法其实是对一个基督得胜这个概念的削减。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 to 16 says, Since therefore the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death. That is the devil. And to free all of those who all of their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For it is clear that Christ did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham.
希伯来书二章十四到十六节这样说，儿女既同有肉体之身，他也照样亲自成了肉体之身，并要急着死，败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。他还要释放那些因怕死而成为奴隶的人。他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
The third event was the rise of feudalism in the 9th century AD.
第三个重要的事件就是在九世纪出现的封建制度。
In a feudal society, everyone has his place.
在封建制度下，每个人都有自己的定位。
At the head was the king, and then came the knights, and then the lords. The lords were landowners and the clergy, who owned property, and then there were vassals, who gets land from the lords, in exchange for loyalty and military service.
在这个社会里有国王，有骑士，有地主和长和地主手下的臣役，他们还有一些平民来用自己的劳动来交换生活所需。
Finally, there were the peasants and the slaves who worked for the vessels.
还有一些农民和奴隶也在为自己为这个地主的臣下臣子的工作。
It is within this feudal system that Anselm of Canterbury wrote his famous book, Cur Deus Homo, in 1098.
就在这个制度下，当时一个大主教 Anselm, 他写了自己一个很著名的书。
The normal translation of the book has been, Why did God become man?
这个书被翻译成英文就是为什么神要取人的样式。
But recent scholars have decided that the better translation is why the God-man.
最近神学家们认为更好的翻译应该是为什么是神也是人。
Anselm made fun of the whole concept of deceiving the devil.
安塞迪这个人他取笑神欺骗撒旦撒旦这个讲法。
But then he also rejected the whole idea that a debt was owed to the devil.
并且他还不认为是我们欠了撒旦的赎价。
For Anselm, God was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Anselm 认为神是万王之王万主之主。
Therefore all debts are owed to God alone, who deserve all respect and honor from human beings.
所以如果人欠人的谁的债的话，应该是欠给那仁慈的救主。
What is at stake is the supreme prestige and honor of God.
在这里比较危险的，如果说是人欠了神的话，这也就是说为那也对神的荣耀有不能很好的理解。
When human beings sinned, they insulted the honor and the justice of God.
当人类犯罪了之后，他们就对神的荣耀损害了。
They made, in Chinese terms, they made the supreme ruler of the universe lose face.
用中国话说，就是他们让至高神丢脸了。
Such a great insult to God's honor and justice must be paid with a great price.
让神丢脸这件事情是要付代价的。
In Anselm's model of the offended lord or king is the object of the payment of satisfaction. And except for demanding this satisfaction, the lord is not an actor in this drama.
在 Anselm 他这个神学观点中，他说神就像是一个被辜负了的王或者是一个地主，他需要得满足。
Therefore, a great weakness in Anselm's model is that he loses the concept of God as the actor, the one who is reconciling the world to himself.
所以在安萨姆的学说中，他就忽视了神是主动要与世界和好这一个事实。
Anselm potentially promotes a distorted concept of God, not just because linking God with a feudal lord diminishes God's active role in reconciliation, but also because many readers may too easily associate God's character and practice with these feudal lords.
Anselm 这样讲，一来让神没有让人们看不到神是主动来与世界和好的，二来他还让人把神与当时封建社会的奴隶主有一个相提并论。
Certainly, some lords treated their subjects humanely, but many did not.
因为当时很多的地主，并不是每一个地主都是很有人道的，在对待他们的手下的奴隶。
Anselm's skull would bear little resemblance to the father of Jesus.
Anselm 这个学说中的神应该不是耶稣基督的父亲。
Anselm has a relentless view of the God who created and dominated the whole universe, and his concern to preserve his divine honor, majesty, and justice.
Anselm 对神的看法是有一点歪曲，他没有强调神的超自然的伟大，没有强调神的荣耀和公义。
Human sin wounded God's honor, and satisfaction in the form of punishment must be made.
人类犯罪欠缺了神的荣耀，所以一个惩罚，得到一个惩罚是应该的。
For Anselm, the concept of an absolute feudal honor was the only acceptable starting point for a theory of atonement.
对于 Anselm 说，一开始神就应该，人就应该配一个赎价。
When a person dishonors, they must make restitution and restoration in some satisfactory way to the person they have dishonored.
如果一个犯罪，他是要付代价的。
So everyone who sins ought to pay back the honor which he has robbed God, and this is the satisfaction of every sermon which every sinner owes to God.
当人们犯罪，就欠缺了神的荣耀，让神的荣耀欠缺是需要付代价的。
Violence is the beating heart of satisfaction, and this is the fate of every human being. Unless someone can outwardly satisfy and repair the great immensity of God's honor and justice. This justice is infinite because God is infinite.
还这个赎价是不是要需要暴，是需要暴力吗？这是每一个人类当他们能够跟神一个重新修复神的关系的时候需要面对的问题。
Therefore, the satisfaction must also be infinite. It must outweigh all that is not God.
还这个赎价应该对能够补回人对神荣耀的欠缺。
Since human beings committed a sin, only a human being can make such a sacrifice.
因为人犯罪了，所以人有必须做牺牲。
But since humans are not infinite, it will take a special human to make this satisfaction.
但是人又不完美，所以需要一个特殊的人来做牺牲。
Anselm reasons That satisfaction is only possible through the sinless God who is also man, Jesus.
安萨姆说, 唯一这个值得做牺牲的就是无罪的神羔羊耶稣。
Because Jesus is exempt from the punishment of sin, the God who is man, passion, death, is voluntary.
因为基督是一个无罪的人，他不会受罪的辖制。
The merit of this act is therefore infinite.
这样做真的是有无比的功效。
God's justice is now appeased, and His mercy may now extend to man.
这样不仅成就了神的公义，而且将神的怜悯。
This basically is the essence of the penal substitutionary theory of atonement or reconciliation.
这个看法就是一个赔偿得以平息神怒的息怒的一个赎价的理论之一。
However, this theory has many problems.
但是这个理论也有些问题。First,
a theory of penal substitution. Seems to many of us to be immoral.
这个讲法对很多人看来好像不人道。Second,
this view contradicts the patristic intuition that atonement is something done by God and not to God. Second, this view contradicts the patristic institution that the atonement is something done by God. Second, this view contradicts the patristic intuition that atonement is something done by God and not to God. The idea. Thus, Alain argues that on this view, God is no longer the direct agent of atonement.
这个Allen这个人他辩论说，他这种看法呢，并不是直接来自神的。It
is Christ in His humanity who makes this satisfaction to God.
这是因为基督用他的自己的生命来满足我们的神。This
satisfaction must be made by man, and this is precisely what is done in Christ's atoning work.
这种满足一定是要人来做的，而且这一定是要靠基督救赎的工作。But
Anselm, the central question is, where can a man be found free from sin and guilt and be able to offer him self as an acceptable sacrifice to God.
这个Anselm，他的中心问题是哪里去找这么一个人，他可以使从神那里能够因为他的牺牲能够从神那里使我们人从罪的释放。
Third, penal substitution satisfies the demands of retributive justice, which merely removes guilt, but it does not restore fellowship.
第三点，这种牺牲是为了要使 公义得到满足，而且呢，这个只能是只能是罪，是罪能够得到赦免，而不是说这一种牺牲是能够使得团契能够得到恢复。
Sin is seen here as guilt rather than as estrangement.
这个罪在这里是一种亏欠，而是不是一种 estrangement 什么东西我不知道。
Separation.
哦，这是一种分离。
Salvation through penal substitution is therefore the removal of guilt.Rather than reconciliation with God that overcomes this separation.
Salvation 就救赎它是通过了这样的一种情形使得这个罪能够被挪去，但是这种挪去呢是不是说是从神那里使得这个罪能够最后能够得到确认。
This theory of penal substitution is not a theory of atonement in the sense of that of reconciliation at all.
What is that?
Reconciliation.
Oh, okay. 他说这个呢，这样像这样的一种理论，对救赎的理论是巩固了这个什么东西
？Reconciliation.
哦。我们的确认。
What we need is a theory of atonement that explains how we can be reconciled to God.
我们所需要的是这样一种理论，这种救赎的理论呢，能够解释我们是如何跟神能够和好的。
Fourth, this account of the atonement provides of the work of Christ.Can hardly be said to do justice to the unity of the persons of the Trinity.
第四，这样种理论的，这样是对救赎理论的一种说法，是我们基督的工作，它是使得我们的那跟我们个人。跟三位一体圣神之间的一种联合。
All through the Gospel of John, Jesus claims the Father and I are one.
在约翰福音里头，主耶稣曾经这样的说过，他说父和我是同一体。
This theory negates Jesus' claim.
这个理论就是能够证实了主耶稣基督自己所确认的。
God demands satisfaction. Jesus provides the satisfaction.
神他需要这个神的计划需要得到满足，而主耶稣就提供了这样的满足。
There's a sharp division between Jesus and God.
这个就是我耶稣跟神之间的一个明显的区别。
They are definitely not one.
他们在这里的我们看见的是他们不是完全是一个的。
This also contradicts Paul's statement in 2 Corinthians 5:19. God was working in Christ, reconciling the world to himself.
这个就证实了在罗马在保罗的书信当中，在哥林多后书五章十九节里说的，神是在基督里头被得了确认。
Fifth, where is the love of God in this theory?
第五，我们神的爱在这个理论当中是在哪里？
There are many New Testament passages that speak of the love of God.
在新约里头有很多信息都讲到我们神的爱。
But I cannot find the love of God anywhere in this theory.
但是我在这样的一个理论当中，我找不到哪里是说神的爱。
On the other hand, Anselm did not base his theory on the Bible.But logically on the feudal system.
另外一方面呢，这个 Anselm 这个人，他的理论并不是在于讲到在圣经的逻辑里头，而是在讲到是讲到这个 family system 里头。
Then there are scholars who claim that this theory is too violent.
现在呢，有些学者就这样来认为，说这样的理论是太怎么说
violent。
太有点犯法了。
The conservative Bible scholar James Dunn writes, substitution smacks too much of individualism to represent Paul's thought adequately.
这样呢，有些保守的圣经学者呢，像 James Dunn 他这样写道，替代这样的个人的那样子一种表现，像保罗所写的是非常勉强的。
Then there are those. My major concern is where is the resurrection in this theory?
我的最主要的一个问题是，在这个理论当中，复活是怎么样的一回事情？
If the main problem is my guilt, and this is solved by Jesus' death, then what is the purpose of the resurrection?
如果说这主要的问题是我的罪是因为主耶稣基督的死而得到赦免的话，那么在这个地方，那么复活是在什么样的位置呢？
TheResurrection seems almost unnecessary.
在这里好像看起来这个复活并不是很需要的。
Supporters of the theory do claim that a resurrection is very important to the theory.
但支持者呢是认为在这样的一个理论争论当中，这个复活呢是一个非常重要的一个理论。
But no one has ever been able to explain how the resurrectionfits into this theory.
但是没有一个人他在这里能够找出这个复活在这个地方是如何来解释的。
So where do we go from here?
那么我们应该是怎么样来做呢？
I believe we should turn to Christ the victor theme.
我认为我们应该是认为基督是个得胜者这样的主题。
As Christians, we are told not to love this world.
作为一个基督徒，我们被告知，我们并不是要爱这个世界。
But too often we believe that we live in a Christian society, and we adopt the values of our culture.
我们太就经常的听到的是，我们相信我们是活在一个基督教的社会社区里头，所以我们呢是接受了那样的一种文化。
However, we are not really living in a Christian culture, and we must ask God for discernment to see what part of our modern culture we must avoid.
实际上我们并不是真正的活在基督教的文化里头，我们一定要求问神，我们如何来看到这一部分，就是我们如何来在这个现实世界当中，我们应该怎样来避免。
AlsoChrist, the victor theory, and the Orthodox tradition reminds us that when Adam and Eve sinned, they infected the whole universe and not just human beings.
我们在这一基督是个得胜者这样的一个理论呢，我们可以从政教传统里头得到提示，那就是说亚当跟夏娃的罪他们只是反映了这整个，在反映在整个这个宇宙当中，而并不单单这停止在人当中。
God gave us dominion over the world, and we must take responsibility for keeping this world safe.
神给了我们一个管理这个世界的权利，所以我们一定要对这个世界要负责任，使得这个世界能够得到更安全。
Also remember that God was working in Christ
reconciling the world to himself.
我们一定要记住，我们是神是在基督里头，使这个世界能够回到他里面。
Jesus did die for our sin, but God Himself was intimately involved in that death.
耶稣是真的是为我们的罪所死了，但是神他本人是对这事情是完完全全的参与的。
Jesus did not die to satisfy an angry God.
耶稣的死并不是为了要使得神愤怒的神得到满足。
His death was to demonstrate a love and a mercy of a loving Father, who Jesus taught us to call Papa.
而是他要显示了在神他我们爱我们的神的怜悯，使得我们的基督耶稣基督经常告诉我们的，这位神是我们称呼为阿巴父的。
Christ the Victor reminds us that Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
基督是得胜者，这件事情本身就叫我们知道，我们的基督是
Rose from the dead.
我们的基督是统管这全世界的。
And then he ascended to heaven to be with God.
现在他已经回到天上去，被神呢接回到天上去了。
In Philippians chapter 3, Paul writes,
在腓立比书第三章，保罗讲。
We are citizens of heaven.
我们是天上的国民。
From heaven, we wait for a savior.
我们在这里，我们等待着一个救赎主。
Christ Jesus our Lord.
是我们的主耶稣基督。
So Jesus is coming again.
所以主耶稣基督是要会再来的。
So let us give thanks to God for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要应该向我们的父神献上感谢。
For Jesus' merciful death, for his resurrection, and for his ascension.
我们应该感谢我们的基督耶稣为我们的死，我们要感谢我们的基督为我们的复活，我们要感谢我们基督他会再来。
Yes, Jesus will come again.
耶稣基督实在是会再来。
Even so come.Lord Jesus.
基督你快来。
Amen.
Amen.